1. Had her mother-in-law not been a cold, manipulative bitch from the first day she met her, Flora was sure she would have been distraught to be responsible for putting her in the hospital. As it was, she could not deny that the only reason she felt guilty was because of the anguish it was causing her husband. The waiting room was crammed full of people perched on clinical plastic blue chairs. The collective fear of the anxious relatives was palpable, and it engulfed her like a thick fog. Her eyes followed her husband as he paced up and down, like a metronome. The squeak of his shoes on the linoleum echoed around the room each time he turned, but he was oblivious to it. Lines had appeared on his face that had not been there before tonight. Flora's heart ached for him. At least when her parents had died, it had been quick. There was no agonizing wait in a room full of posters warning about the risks of smoking and spotting the signs of cancer. Flora was ashamed to admit that it had crossed her mind that if Cecilia died, her life would change for the better. She banished this thought to the dark recesses of her mind. Usually mild-mannered and warm-hearted, Flora was devastated that she was now capable of such thoughts. That she had developed such a capacity for hate was, as a direct result, of the war that Cecilia had waged upon her since their first encounter. It was laughable that Flora had ever thought that Cecilia Cavendish, the matriarch of the million-pound ancestral legacy Cavendish and Sons, was going to willingly welcome an orphan with no social standing into the family. But having lost her parents in a car accident at 14, the thought of belonging to a family had been seductive. Hearing Sam wax lyrical about his family had caused the embers of hope to burn. She had even harboured the possibility that she may find a surrogate mother and father figure. Visions of shopping trips, afternoon tea and family dinners had played like a cinema reel in her mind. It hadn't helped that Sam had shared in her naivety. His certainty that his family would